With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Lawrence Block has moved to warmer climes, abandoning New York's Greenwich Village for Fort Myers Beach, Florida. There he taps out novels and short stories, writes a regular column for Writer's Digest, and coordinates a series of seminars on writing called Write for Your Life. The principles of his seminars, which he describes as a holistic approach to writing, are outlined in a self-published book that Block sells by mail order. Block is more interested in inspiring writers than teaching them the nuts and bolts of the craft.
There are ways that we find that are extremely effective in enabling people to access their intuition, to unleash their creativity, and get out of their own way. And this seems to make more difference than any data that you can feed them.
Lawrence Block's latest novel is When the Sacred Gin Mill Closes.
It's very much about the bar life in New York, about friendships between men in that world, about friendship and betrayal, certainly.
When the Sacred Gin Mill Closes is the sixth Lawrence Block novel to star Matthew Scudder, a burned-out alcoholic ex-cop.
In the course of foiling a robbery, a stray bullet of his ricochets and kills a child, and that precipitates his departure from the force.
Most of Lawrence Block's work is in the field of mystery and suspense, but he doesn't like to characterize himself.
I don't pay too much attention to categories, but occasionally asked to, talk about mystery writing or teach a course in mystery writing, and I've said that I don't really know what that means. I know what writing is, but I don't know that writing is any different in the mystery field.
Lawrence Block, Arbor House, published his latest Matthew Scudder thriller, When the Sacred Gin Mill Closes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.